Now to Italy, where the coronavirus pandemic is reviving political tensions over migration. The government has proposed giving undocumented migrants work permits to fill seasonal labor shortages in agriculture. As NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports, the country's populists are up in arms.
Italy's southern countryside provides a stark contrast in images. Lush fields of vegetables dotted with dilapidated shacks where migrants, mostly from Africa, live without running water, electricity, or window panes.
We are still considered as ghosts, something just less than human beings.
That's what Jean-René Bilongo, a social worker from Cameroon, told NPR in 2009. Today, he's in charge of migrant farm workers at Italy's biggest trade union. There are an estimated 650,000 undocumented migrants in Italy, many exploited in what Bilongo calls semi-slave conditions. Less than $30 for 16 hours of work is not unusual.
The miserable conditions we are talking about are worse than the conditions we know in the slums of the third world countries.
But Italy needs these migrants now. Its agriculture depends on seasonal workers. In recent years, most came from Eastern Europe, but pandemic travel restrictions have kept them in their home countries. To fill the labor gap, Agriculture Minister Teresa Bellanova wants to ensure undocumented migrants get proper work contracts. We have real ghettos, hellish places where desperation from hunger and solitude is growing. This issue can no longer be manipulated, says Bellanova, as if migrants were our enemies. They are vital to our food supply chain. She proposes work permits for some 200,000 migrants. Matteo Salvini, leader of the opposition right-wing League Party, leapt on this.
Sanatoria per 600,000, avete sentito bene?
A blanket amnesty for 600,000 illegal migrants. You heard that right, said Salvini. 600,000. Actually, Villanova proposes work permits for 200,000. Salvini's League became Italy's most popular party thanks to its anti-migrant stance. But Tito Boeri, one of Italy's leading economists, says this may no longer be a winning strategy.
I think that right now the Italian population is aware the contagion is such a serious risk that something has to be done and that our health depends on the health of other people.
Boeri has long favored legalization of undocumented migrants for their contribution to the economy. Now he says it's more urgent than ever.
The key thing is that it should not be done for labor simply or economic reasons. That should be done for health reasons.
Otherwise, the entire population will suffer, says Giovanni Visone, communications director of InterSOS, an NGO that works with migrants.
Living in the streets as homeless or living in informal settlements, especially squats, it's very hard to be compliant with all the protective measures.
Legalization, even temporary, will give migrants access to health care. Minister for the South Giuseppe Provenzano stresses it's thanks to these workers that food reached our tables during the lockdown. Recognizing them, it's an issue of justice. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.